Part 1. World War II. The army of 1939 was a small, weak force of 197,000 men, not even a third-rate military power, as General George Marshall later put it in an official Pentagon report. The army had introduced a new semi-automatic rifle, the M1 Garand, but most soldiers still were issued the 1903 Springfield. Of the 9 infantry divisions the Army had on paper, only 3 had divisional strengths, while 6 were actually weak brigades. By September 1944, the Army would number almost 8 million and would have 40 divisions in Europe and the Mediterranean, and 21 in the Pacific. Chapter 1. General George C. Marshall, the leader. It is not mentioned much nowadays that for the United States, World War II began with a series of dismissals across the top ranks of the military. Less than 2 weeks after the attack on Pearl Harbor in December 1941, Admiral Husband Kimmel and Army Lieutenant General Walter Short were jettisoned from their posts atop the American military establishment in the Pacific, along with Major General Frederick Martin, Short's air commander. Even less remembered is that Kimmel, who once had been an aide to Assistant Secretary of the Navy Franklin D. Roosevelt, held the post only because his predecessor, Admiral James Richardson, had been fired by the President a year earlier. The following year, the commander of one of the first Army divisions to fight the Japanese, the 32nd Division's Major General Edwin Harding, was relieved by General Douglas.